I'm Paul Foster on WNCW with more to the story. Joining me this week from the McDowell News is Mike Conley. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's been a while, but I'm always happy to be on your program.
Yeah, welcome back. And we've got several things we want to talk about. The first story I'd like to address with you is due to the pandemic, one festival, many of them music events, have been canceled. We're talking about one right after another. That's no exception in your area as well.
No, it's no exception here. Here in Marion, we have the North Carolina State Bluegrass Festival. This festival has been held in Marion for 10 years. It was held for many years prior to that in Cherokee, but in 2010, the promoter of the festival moved it to Marion, to Tom Johnson Camping World. And this festival draws some of the biggest names in bluegrass music, like Rhonda Vincent and Russell Moore in Third Time Out, Ricky Skaggs, and Ralph Stanley have performed at this festival, too, in previous years. And this festival draws thousands of people from all over the nation. The festival goes on for 3 days. There's hundreds of people gathered underneath the pavilion at Tom Johnson Camping World. However, because of COVID-19 pandemic, the festival will not take place this year. I spoke with the owner of the festival, the new owner, Ernie Evans, and he informed me that he had spoken with Tom Johnson Camping World, and they felt like that the best thing to do for this year would be not to hold this festival, and they have rescheduled it for next year, even though it's a sad decision and it's something that will disappoint many people, not just here in Marion and McDowell County, which benefits economically from the festival, but it will also be a big disappointment to the thousands of fans who come here for this event. But they felt like it was the right thing to do, the safe thing to do. They are looking forward to having the festival in 2021.
And that's what we keep learning about these festivals, Mike Conley, is that the 2020 version of festivals all across our region are not only being canceled at the particular month that they're supposed to be, but they're not even thinking about trying to reschedule for a date later in this year. What's remaining of this year, automatically talking about next year in 2021. But yeah, you're right. Travel and tourism certainly gets affected big time. Let's now move and talk about some courthouse closings, which involves, of course, one there in McDowell County.
Well, this is another news item that's related to COVID-19. In both McDowell and Rutherford counties, the courthouses are closed. They're closed this week. The closing took effect Friday of last week, and it will continue the rest of this week. The reason that the courthouses are closed is that someone connected to both courthouses tested positive for COVID-19. I spoke with senior resident Superior Court Judge Tommy Davis, who serves as a judge for both McDowell and Rutherford counties, and he informed me that they were closed at the request of the health department. He said that the closing is because of a confirmed positive related to both courthouses. Not only are the two courthouses closed for this week, but all of the employees who work in both of them will be tested for COVID-19. Said he hopes that the court will resume on Monday, July the 20th in McDowell and Rutherford. Some departments at the courthouses might reopen during this week if the employees who have been tested come back negative. Now, as for domestic violence matters, they are being handled at the magistrate's office. And here in McDowell County, the magistrates are meeting, conducting business at the sheriff's office. This is the situation that we're living through right now, and hopefully by on Monday of next week, both courthouses will be back in operation.
You're listening to the voice of Mike Conley, a reporter with the McDowell News. He's our guest on this week's More to the Story. Mike, let's move to another story that you've recently worked on, and this one has a little bit more of a positive note to it. It deals with Old Fort. They've got an exciting new business in place now, I understand.
They sure do, and this is a very positive story to talk about. We've been talking about closing. This is about an opening. Almost a year ago, Hillman Beer in Asheville announced that they were going to expand their operations into the town of Old Fort, which is in the western end of McDowell County. Hillman Beer is in Buncombe County, but they're going to expand their operations and open up a craft brewery in the town of Old Fort. Now, for many years, people in Old Fort have wanted to have a craft brewery or a place where alcohol could be served as a way to rejuvenate the economy. The town of Old Fort has gone through a lot of plant closings, and people there have been laid off from their jobs. a lot of the residents of Old Fort who feel strongly about this issue have hoped that something could be done so the town of Old Fort could have a brewery or a tap room or a place that would serve good food, that would attract tourists, and would be a draw for people who enjoy hiking and cycling through the mountains. As of this week, Hillman Beer in Old Fort is open for business. In fact, I was at a soft opening of this brewery Sunday evening. And Hillman Beer in Old Fort is a 10-barrel brew house with 20 barrel fermenters. They have an outstanding lineup of craft beers, and they also have food, such as soft pretzels, wings.
And tell our listeners just what kind of building that this business has brought back to life that they're operating in.
This brewery is located in a section of the Parker Hosiery Building in the middle of downtown Old Fort. And this building was for many years a manufacturing plant for sock. And this was first announced in August of last year. And ever since, Hillman Beer has been steadily renovating and upgrading this section of the old building for their brewery. They have an outdoor seating area that is located right along Mill Creek, where you can sit there in the outdoor seating area and enjoy a craft beer and good food. This is something that many people thought would never, ever happen in Old Fort. But it took a state law, which allows a brewery to open in a town that's considered dry. This new state law allows Hillman Beer to open up their brewery in a town like Old Fort, as long as they're serving their beer. They can't serve mixed drinks. They can't serve Budweiser. They have to serve their beer. So that allows them to do that under this new state law. And it's definitely going to be a boost to the town's economy and at a time when it really, really needs it. Not only is it going to be a brewery in Old Fort, but they're going to be making beer at that location, which is going to be served and sold at restaurants all over Western North Carolina. It's going to supplement what they're already doing in Asheville. Their business in Asheville is located on Sweeten Creek Road in Biltmore Village, but this is going to be an extension of it. Now, in relation to COVID-19, they are following the proper procedures. You have to wear a mask when you go in. You can wear your mask until you're seated. There are hand sanitizers at each table and spray bottles at the tables with cleaning fluid. There's an employee health check each day. The bars do not have chairs or stools. It's separate. You have to be seated away from the bar, and they're keeping a count on how many people can be in the building, and they're also practicing social distancing.
Very exciting news for Old Fort and the entire county. Great atmosphere. A lot of news is always taking place in nearby McDowell County, and thanks to Mike Conley, we've been updated on some of those stories today. Again, from the McDowell News, Mike Conley, our guest this morning. Mike, we hope you'll take care of yourself, and thank you so much for being with us.
And everyone, please wear a mask when you go outside. Let's all keep each other very safe and ourselves safe.
That's a good word, sir. Thank you so very much. You've been listening to More to the Story on WNCW, also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul.